Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah, yeah. Shit. I mean, like, fuck it, I'ma just take this shit over them.
Five, you need this?
Of course. Underdog in my town, one night, you be gone. Yeah. Used to riches, bad bitches, aye. Fake niggas get Armstrong. Yeah. 3-point, star shooter, aye. Hawks sent me no Atlanta. About to cop this new Patty, yeah. And my bitch wants that new Birkin. I'm with the stars, dog, just looking the raid, dog. Off the drip, bitch, slip, that's the kill, call the coroner. I'm from the bottom, aye. Too many losses. Yeah. Now I'ma fill my cup, grab my nuts, I deserve it. Okay. You know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe, you know the vibe, you know the vibe. You know the vibe, you know the vibe. You know the pinky lip down shit, well equipped niggas know the vibe I'm on. Stretch 600 bumping bad bunny with a bad bunny hoe. I know you want me to rain on you. I'm just trying to see what you and your friends gon' do. Cause I need a model, show me attention. It's coming up, double your cup when you all in my section. Cause I got the gang out. Much to mention. Nah. You know we outside, watch how you slide. What? Niggas ain't dancing, cause you know the vibe. When them black trucks pull up, you know the vibe. We outside, nigga, you know the vibe. To make them guys have to slide. You know the vibe, you know the vibe, you know the vibe.
Of course,
you know the vibe. You know the vibe.
Yeah. It's your boy, Kurt NT, Behind the Scenes Radio, with my co-host. So we're back on. We got some new tracks for y'all this evening. The new number is 914-205-5664. Once again, 914-205-5664. Next track that we're going to be playing is Devon Terrell, Homewrecker, on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Just calling to see where you're at. We're leaving the club, so let me know. Why didn't I know you had somebody? Hoes all on your timeline with someone else. Can't lie, I'm confused, baby. Cause you was just talking crazy to me in DMs. It all makes sense now, cause I never been to your house. Never answered your phone when we outside chilling, yeah. To say I'm jealous is an understatement. If I leave a comment, that's a fucking statement. But I'm not one to be petty, though. Hold up. Till I'm getting texted to my phone, yeah. Still telling me when you're all alone. Crazy. I don't know if I can continue, this shit is wild to me. You hid all of this for a while from me. You said yes to him and still for me to come through. Tryna fuck with me when clearly homie love you. I don't know if it's easy to let my morals down, but I'm conflicted cause it's the perfect setup, baby. Am I a homewrecker? Hey. I'm a huff, I'm a buff, I'ma blow this whole place down. Am I a homewrecker? Yeah. I'm conflicted but addicted and it's driving me crazy. Am I a homewrecker? this whole place down and buy a home wrecker. Yeah. I'm conflicted but addicted and it's driving me crazy and buy a home wrecker. I just wanna know why you still wanna mess with me. Cause I'm never saying much, I'm just someone you fuck with on a daily. Now I must be catching feelings for you. Cause when you calling, girl, I don't ignore you. Can you at least tell me your reasoning behind it? I know we gon' stop it and go back to just being friends. Hold up, still I'm getting texted to my phone, yeah. Still telling me when you're all alone, yeah. Crazy, I don't know if I can continue. This shit is wild to me. You hid all of this for a while from me. You said yes to him and still for me to come through. Trying to fuck with me when clearly homie love you. I don't know if it's easy to let my morals down, but I'm conflicted cause it's the perfect setup, baby. And I a homewrecker, yeah. I'm a huff, I'm a puff, I'ma blow this whole place down. Am I a homewrecker, yeah. I'm conflicted but addicted and it's driving me crazy. Am I a homewrecker, yeah. I'm a huff, I'm a puff, I'ma blow this whole place down. Am I a homewrecker, yeah. I'm conflicted but addicted and it's driving me crazy. Am I a homewrecker?
get a thing. Ooh, na na. It's Vito, baby.
Baby.
I need that classic, pop off when she get mad at me. I like them a little sassy, real nasty, but that's all for me.
All for me.
She got every nigga tryna be her piece.
That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm her headache and she sleep in peace.
She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever she mad at me though, don't know how to answer the phone. I love when she talking that shit.
Like
she gon' pack her shit and go. Shawty sexy and she know. She a queen, gotta play my role. Anything she get what she want. She bring out the best in the nigga. And if it's going down, she stand next to a nigga. Sometimes I make her mad. She wanna leave, she pack a bag. She go through my phone, then she say some shit. She can't take it back. She be cussing me out, ay. She tell me to get out, ay. I put it down, know how this goes. Then when we done, she threw some tacos. She know what I want by now. She know what to say, how to get to me. I know she's the one by now. Loyalty, she know she stuck with me. That's my little ghetto thing. She crazy, my baby. Might get a wedding ring. Amazing, my Sadie. That's my little ghetto thing.
First of all, why you play so much? Then when I get mad, you be saying I complain too much.
I'm complaining, right?
You be the problem. Get on your ass. Phone too long. Nothing to hide. They give me your phone. Fucking and fighting, that shit getting old. But I beat your ass if you walk out the door. Try me, try me. You wanna make a bitch crazy. Fuck up your whip, ain't no shoes if you made me. No, you ain't shit, trust in my baby. Nigga, where you been? Let me smell your dick. Fucking telling me that you been with your friend. Here we go again, lying and shit. Been with that chick, but if I ever creep, you gon' cry like a bitch. Fight you like a nigga, hit you with my fist. I'm leaving since you think you're slicker than Rick. I'm sick of your shit, bitch. Ooh, baby, I didn't mean that. If I leave, I'm coming right back. I'm crazy, but I'm crazy for you.
She know what I want by now.
I know what to say.
She know what to say, how to get to me.
I don't wanna get to you, baby.
I know she's the one by now.
I know I'm the one.
She know she's stuck with me.
Yo, it's your girl, Missy, the Royal Lee, along with Kurt ENT. Tonight, we are talking about relationship issues, problems, outlook, ins, downs, upside down, any and everything that has to do with relationships. The good, the bad, the awful, the horrible, the breakup, the get-togethers, the petty, the get you back, the affairs, the cheats, the everything. Right, Kurt?
Okay. If that's how you want to bring it. All right, then, yeah, that's how we're going to do it then. So where do you want to start, though? Like?
All right, what is your Kurt ENT? Ooh, what's the word?
I
done had it up past my forehead. I got to go and termination of a relationship. What does that person have to do to get you up to pass your forehead? You done drowned in it. What is the one thing?
I don't even know because.
Okay, on a regular relationship, we ain't because you thinking a little bit too hard.
No, I'm really thinking
on
because
a regular relationship. Yeah, I know.
I mean, you're thinking about like I just met you and I'm just a normal one.
Asking
for too much money. like you fucking
not
chick.
Just asking for money, but
no, like okay, so you meet a chick, you fuck her one time, and then she be like, "Can I have some money?" You like, I gotta like stop fucking with you now. Because it seemed like you're, did you ask me for some money when we first started messing?
Oh, don't mind me.
Well, you're the standard now. So did you ask?
I said, I ain't talking about me, but no, I did not.
Exactly. So.
But I wasn't talking about me. I said, well, I was
after I was fucking with you, the little chick that I was fucking with at the baseball park,
mm-hmm.
right? And remember she asked me, and I was like, all right, I'll leave this bitch.
No, you did that. You said that, if she comes down, you're going to give it to her. If she came down and gave you a kiss, you were going to give it to her.
And she didn't.
But that's the only reason. But you were willing to give her the $5.
You
were
supposed to.
No, we're not going to do this. But remember, you always keep the $1,000. No, we keep it $1,000, right?
Y'all keep it a me. That's what they say, right?
You like the me. Remember, you're an open book.
Yeah, I am.
All right. So like I said, we're going to keep it $1,000.
Right. And you're right. I don't really know. Like, you really just got to do some funky-ass shit. But then it just, I don't know. It depends. The older that I get, it depends. When I was younger, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I can get another bitch quick. And now that I'm older now, it's different, I guess. Because I don't want to be alone. I don't give a fuck with nobody's thing. I don't want to be alone. I can be alone.
You just don't like
to. I just don't like to be alone.
I don't think anybody. Okay, this is me being alone and not being in a relationship. So if you have somebody you can spend time with, sometimes people just want to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're in a relationship
right.
or not, some people, you know, you just want that time for yourself, whether it's a spa, pedicure, manicure.
Alone is at night all by yourself.
But there's still some people who just like to be sometimes sleeping
all
in bed.
I think
sometimes like to sleep in a bed or something just by themselves. You got people who go through.
So in relationships, people sleep in different beds?
Hey, back in the day, they did.
Are we talking about now?
But I'm just saying. But yeah, in a relationship, unless. You know, you got some females, and I don't understand it. No matter what you did, I'm not about to kick you off the bed. So that just gives open door for you to go find somebody else's bed.
Right.
So, as a female, I don't understand that. I will lay down mad at you, turn my back on you, not say nothing else to you for the rest of the night.
I'm still hopping.
But my back is to you, and I ain't looking at you. You may hear a couple, but I'm sure trying to hold that in. So you don't think I'm forgiving you. And we have done that.
Right, yeah.
So you may have got yours. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm still mad. And you don't. And because you did after you even tried to help me. And I'm like, just because I let you hit, don't mean you can hold me. And I'm still mad.
Because see, it's women out here, though. I feel like that, so that's a big thing, too, like in relationships where.
They get mad and they kick the man out of the bed.
Not even kick him out the bed. You don't even give him no sex no more. And then you get mad at him because he go find somebody else. But if you're with him, it shouldn't matter if you're mad or not. It depends on the situation.
I'm
just saying
it's your job or your duty.
Where? Yeah, we're not saying that.
I'm not going to say it's your job or your duty. Or you have to do that
right.
with your partner. And ain't no way, shape, or form somebody should be forced to do that.
Right, but if you're a couple,
I mean, it's been plenty of times I went to bed bad at you, but I ain't say get out of my bed, don't sleep on the floor, so.
Right,
but
that's you.
But I think in general, that should not be something.
Or even men would do.
But again, that's not something that should be done.
Right.
You shouldn't hold, you know, like it's a bed. It's not just yours.
Right.
If y'all living together, it's not just yours.
Right.
So you shouldn't kick somebody out their own space.
Right.
you know, just because you mad at them, turn your back on them. You turn your back on them.
Right. Some
you
people
know, you feel turned up, why you don't
have a bed big
you,
enough.
Well, you don't want them touching you. Get a sleeping bag. A sleeping bag. If it's cold, put it on your head, the one with the hood, put it on your head. You know, if that's the case, you get out the bed. If you don't want to sleep with somebody because you're that mad, don't kick them out their space. You get your butt up and move. Because kicking out somebody else out their space, that's just not right.
I've never, ever, in no relationship ever went through that. So I don't even know what that feels like.
Yeah, I didn't. And again, if you're mad at somebody, don't try, especially if they got to go to work, don't try to keep them up all night long hagging at them about whatever it is you upset about. There are females and there are males who do that too.
Right. What?
You do that.
Do what?
You'll be upset about something and go on and on all night long.
I would not go on. We've never.
You may want to fall asleep, but you have had this disagreement and then went at it for a couple hours. Said, I got to go to sleep. I'm tired. Oh, that's how it's running. So, yeah, you have done that a couple times. I ain't say
all
the time, but
a few
times.
If it was something serious, yeah.
You don't get that mad. Well, yeah. And I don't like, or you already know, I don't like arguing. I'll just set something with you to the cows come on, but I don't like it. And if I, just in general, there are therapists who say that it's better to wait until you calm down because in the heat of the moment, you may say something you will regret later that you cannot take back. So if you get that heated about something, you not start screaming, shouting, arguing, fussing, because you're going to say something that you will regret, and the person you saying it to will bring it up later on.
Okay.
Now, remember you said blah, 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 you can go find somebody else, da, 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 da. They will bring it up later on. Remember you said you ain't want to marry me. I want to marry you. They will bring that up later on.
Yeah.
So if somebody has to go take a walk, or even and female, this pertains to y'all in particular. If the guy is trying to leave during a disagreement, an argument, and you're the one screaming and shouting, let him leave.
You act like women.
No. Again, huh? Yeah, I act like
women. Like women really gonna do that?
No, I'm just saying it's better for him to leave.
They don't listen. To
but it's better for him to leave than to have something else happen, and that goes for guys too. That goes, and I'm laughing at something that Kurt's doing. That goes for guys too. If you ever get to that point, and you get that angry, and you don't. Leave. For God's sake, let them leave. Because God forbid something worse happens than argue. And if you feel as though you gotta cheat and you can't be open with the person, you gotta give the person the option of whether or not to stay because you wanna run around or to leave. But to try to hide and maybe come back with something and give it to them, that just ain't cool.
Yeah, I agree with that
too. But you ain't saying much, though.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know, but I've been the one talking, and you ain't been saying nothing.
That's because, you know, I'm high right now. You know,
but see, but then you shouldn't have had a show then if you don't want to have this discussion.
I'm letting you talk.
I'm talking, and you're not giving other than, yeah, I agree. Uh-huh.
I do. I agree.
Can you say something other than, yeah, I agree? Besides, that ain't the same. That's a foul smell of kids.
High chews. Shout out to high chews.
Yeah. High chews, so he high.
Yeah. But, so, yeah. We can move on to the next conversation in relationship. What about the chicks out here that say they want they to do that drive the bus unless he own the bus?
You don't want somebody that's driving the bus unless you
own. A chick. That won't date a dude unless, like, say for instance, he work at McDonald's, unless he own the McDonald's, I ain't gonna date him. If he drive the bus, he gotta own the bus.
The chick talking about she ain't gonna date somebody at McDonald's probably living in her mama's house, though.
No, she got money. She got her own money.
Oh, you mean the high standard? No, let me rephrase that. The extremely high standards you have.
I guess that's what
the one that got standards that go way past beyond what should be expected.
A boss bitch.
I don't even know what that means.
How can you be a boss and a bitch? That's what they call themselves.
I'm not about to refer to myself as a female dog. I'm not about to refer to one of my friends as a female dog. I don't know what that means. Especially, I can see you saying I'm a boss, but just a boss. But I didn't see any shirts. What is that?
I don't know. That's what they call themselves.
Well, maybe they truly are bitches.
I guess. I don't fuck with bitches.
But it's... I'm sorry, Kurt told a joke.
So what's your one?
I didn't say me, but anyway. As far as the high, I guess you would call it high sedition. I guess as far as the high sedition female, more or less, you know, she may have a little bit of money, but it's probably, and if she's walking into McDonald's, she ain't got that much hot more money.
I mean,
but if she's making a couple dollars more than a dude, so what? So what?
Dudes don't even.
But
dudes don't care about that.
Yeah, but my point is he's working.
He got a job.
Even if he's a manager in a McDonald's, he got a job.
Even
he
if
ain't wait. He not on the street hustling and selling drugs.
No, listen. Even if he's the janitor. Fuck
yeah,
it.
But I'm just saying.
This nigga could be flipping hamburgers.
But my point is, he's not on the street hustling. It's a job. He's not on the street selling drugs. Yeah, he's not on the street selling drugs. He's making paper legitimately. And
right.
he's not going, you know, he's not running the street and all that.
When has that went out of style, though?
I don't know, but I know, remember back in the day, TLC was saying about, I don't want no scrub. And now that seems like that's all somebody wants.
What, scrub?
Yeah.
Like the ones that sell drugs?
The ones that sell drugs, don't do nothing but hang on the corner, doing nothing with their friends. Slinging drugs or just hanging there, not even slinging drugs, but ain't got no job, ain't doing nothing with themselves, don't have no aspirations, no goals. They're just living in their mama basement or in their mama house. Or now they be living in their mama's what you call that thing?
What?
Project house with
with the mama and grandma.
Yeah, everybody and the mama in the house together, and he ain't paying no bills.
I mean, they don't got no type of aspirations.
Yeah, no goals, nothing. So that's a scrub. He can be riding in the passenger side of a best friend ride. Maybe he don't have a car. Maybe he gets a bus. Maybe he's going to work.
Right. You don't know.
Maybe his car broke. Maybe his friend is giving him a ride. Shoot, maybe he's a Lyft. maybe he ride along with his friend. And they both Lyft drivers or something.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's his Lyft partner. You know, because nowadays you don't really want to ride a Lyft by yourself.
Right.
You know, anything that happens, you get a Lyft or Uber, you know, I mean, granted, cab drivers had to be scared back then. Now it just seems like anybody who get in a car with a Lyft driver got to be scared. But
it's the same thing.
But I'm saying back in the day, cab drivers were, you know, they were robbing the cab drivers and stuff. That's why they put the partitions up. Nowadays, this Lyft driver, Uber driver, you know, kidnapping people, raping them and stuff. So, but I understand you want a partner to ride in a car with you nowadays. You know, that's like the delivery people, too. They be having, you know, maybe the girlfriend or somebody ride along with them nowadays, but.
Yeah, your girl. I mean, your daughter.
She was in the car with him.
Got robbed.
Yeah, she was in the car with him.
That's why your partner got to have a gun, though.
And he locked it. He told her to lock the doors. You know, he said, because he was in there, they could have sold the car. She was in there. He yelled, lock the doors. And he was still on the outside of the car trying to fight off dudes. It was two. One was trying to get in the car. The other was struggling and fighting with him. And I think he didn't have a gun, but he had something that, knuckles, I think, brass knuckles or something that he could hit the guy with. But, you know, the guy yelling at him, I got a gun. Like, nobody's going to come when they hear glass breaking. Or something. You know, black people knew him.
They knew it, but they ain't gonna do nothing. They gonna pull out the camera. They gonna pull out the camera. They gonna get shot.
And they, well, you know, they you don't like to go to the doors and open them and see what's going on.
But anything could happen.
But nowadays anything can happen. You know, maybe riding along the side of the car, you know, in the car with his homeboy, you know, because of that reason, for a safety reason. So you don't never know why somebody, you know, riding along in a quote unquote scrub or a best friend's ride.
What about so what's your breaking point since you asked me the question? Because I've grown up
my entire life not liking to share. I'm not an only child, but even then I never liked to share. I didn't like to share anybody at any time, any kind of way. So basically it was if I found out you didn't have me sharing. You with somebody else.
You can't say that.
Just in general, if I meet you and you cheated on me, yep, you gone. If I just meet you and you cheated on me, you gone. All my relationships, majority of my relationships ended because of that. Because, you cheated, got to know. I don't do the cheat thing because I don't like to share. I had to think too hard. But that, I'm sorry, that and drugs. Cheating, drugs, and abuse.
I would say abuse.
Cheating, drugs, especially when you find out that it's all three. Especially when it comes down to all three.
I don't like arguing. And listen, hold on, but we didn't start arguing. We didn't start arguing until just about.
Yeah, but... when all three is involved, the drugs, the cheating, and the abuse, it's kind of bounce for real. Just got to go. But you know, I've never argued. Let me phrase that. I ain't never argued in a relationship to you. You pushed me to that breaking point.
Argue?
Yeah, well, yes, we did. We didn't in the beginning, but after nearly 8 years, yeah. Oh, going on 9 this December. Yep.
No, it's Florida. We took breaks in between.
Yeah, but 9 years. We've known each other 9 years from December. Well, the end of November, actually. We've known each other for 9 years.
Yeah. I mean, I've messed with you the longest out of anyone.
But you brought me to that over 9 years. You brought me to that breaking point where, I argue now. And it's not, and I don't like it. You already know I don't like it. So when you sit up there, and I be trying not to, and when you be, you ain't got nothing to say. Because I'm sitting here trying my best not to argue with
you. My husband's like, no, listen, you know what? I would rather argue with you than you just sit there looking at me like I'm stupid.
That's not how I'm looking at you.
And I'm like, yo. That's another thing, communication in a relationship. It doesn't matter if we yelling at each other.
But I don't like to.
Okay.
And again.
Well, when we sit down and we just talk normal, it feels like you take me as a joke.
Huh?
It does. It feels like when I'm just talking to you all night.
You mean like now?
Yeah. If we were talking like this, you wouldn't even think about this. You'd be like, whatever, over me. And I let you do the shit a couple of times before I snap out, you don't even realize it a lot of times. Like when I'm talking to you like this, and this tone, you'll cut me right off. Yeah, but this is, I'm like, yo, look out. And as soon as I get toxic, that's the new word, toxic. Once I get toxic, then you should be like,
and then you still sit there, look at you like you stupid.
And then you don't even want to communicate with me.
And then, I'm like, because at that point, it's called yelling back and forth.
But even when I'm talking to you like this, you're still yourself. Well, I just cut you off my phone.
But it's like, once you get to a certain point, if I'm doing that, it's because I'm already aggravated. You can be talking nice to me all you want, but if I cut you off, I'm already aggravated. I really don't want to have a conversation. I want to leave. I want to walk, but sometimes we were in an unsafe territory, so I could walk away and go. Because when I'm angry, I like to walk. You already know I like to walk. Mm-hmm. But my ankle's messed up. we've been in unsafe territory, so I really couldn't.
Territory.
Yes, like it wasn't actually safe where we live.
Where?
Yes, sir. So I couldn't walk away. I couldn't go on my little walk. The roughest place I walked, and that was before my ankle was messed up, when was it North Philly on Leon? I know. Yeah, that was here. I've been trying to look at it 6 years ago. Everybody used to say, "Don't argue." No, it was like for 3 years we did not argue at all. We would tell everybody we have disagreements. I agree to disagree with you. I don't believe everything you're saying, but let me leave it alone. But communication is okay. I think that's the most important in relationship. What would you say is the most important?
Ooh, the most important?
Most important. That the relationship would completely break down without. Sorry, I think I know what you want to say.
It's a combination, for real, bro.
No, the one thing.
Ugh, I don't want to put it all on one thing.
The one thing
that will break up a relationship. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't even want to.
And if you say that one thing, I can prove you wrong.
Ooh. The most important thing in a relationship is trust. Yep. And number two is sex.
Okay. I completely wrong with the sex part. Let's see, I don't know how. Say, I can't do nothing. I'm in a chair. I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I can't do nothing.
Okay.
Will you leave?
I won't leave, but I'm going to fuck other bitches.
But we still be in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there you go.
It's still important, though.
I said that would destroy a relationship. That there would be more.
Oh, that would destroy. It would not be any more relationship.
Yeah.
But one thing.
That's what I said.
That could totally destroy a relationship.
You said trust.
Trust and money. Yeah, that's two things that would totally destroy trust and not having enough money.
Not necessarily not having enough money, because you had people.
Yeah, I would say trust.
Because back in the day, who had like 1,500 children and they had no TV, they were boy fresh.
Yeah, but it was different though, because
they still had no money and they were sitting there making babies left and right.
Yeah, but it was a different.
I'm just saying, you can't save money. So you got homeless people out on the street.
So let's say in this lifetime,
you got people on the street that ain't got no money. We ain't had no money. We were broke in the crap on the street.
Yeah, we were.
I just seen homeless couples pregnant.
Yeah.
So you can't save money.
So it would have to be loyalty.
Loyalty and trust.
Yeah. If you don't trust someone, that's the most important.
I know I didn't do some stuff to you, but I would still kill somebody and take a bullet for you. You got to find yourself a ride or die. That's all.
Yeah. You need some fucked up shit, but if motherfuckers come in his house at night talking about they're going to do something, I'm going to die that night. You have to kill me.
I tried to protect you that one night, and you tried to protect me that one night.
More than one night.
I'm talking about that one particular night.
Yeah.
I held you back so nothing, and I put my body up against you, and you put your hand up against me. And one time the guy said, "I got a gun." What nigga?
Well, I said exactly what. It was coming right at your fucking head.
But, you know.
Everybody wouldn't have blocked it, it would have hit your head.
And I would have died tonight. But,
what happened to my hand would have been way worse to your
head. Like I said, I probably would have died tonight. But, You know, just like when a guy said he had a gun. I'm like, what? You got to go get it.
Yeah.
Go get it. He was like, you know, I'm just playing. I guess he didn't really realize. Yeah, it's there. Nope, go get it. But you got to, seriously, in today's world, you really got to find guys and girls. Got to find a ride.
And you got to get with somebody that you can take their bullshit. That's what it be.
Kurt got set up.
What? You do too? What the hell? No, you not really, though. You really do got to find someone that you can take their bullshit.
Yeah, because, you know, Kurt, you know, when Kurt tells stories, I mean, not stories, I mean, when he tells stuff that happens, Kurt has a tendency to exaggerate. So you have to understand.
Wait, hold on. You have to know
when he's like. I know when he's exaggerating.
What are you talking? Wait, hold on. Pump your brakes. What are we talking about?
He even told me when he cut his finger. He was telling everybody he had 30 stitches, 15, 20, 30 stitches in his hand. When I went to unwrap, that joint, there was 4 or 5 stitches in his finger.
I thought that I had like 30 stitches in my hand. I did.
It went from 15 to 20 to 30. So I really thought he had about 20, 30 stitches in his hand. I'm like, this nigga got like 4 or 5 stitches in the tip of his finger.
I hadn't had stitches in my body since the top of my hair. So
I was like, anything that got to do with a number, a time-wise, because Kurt bad with numbers. He bad with time.
Names and faces.
But
and
so,
the names I'm terrible with, but face I never forget.
But if
and
you ever hear Kurt tell stories, something happens, pay attention. Pay
what?
Attention.
What do you mean pay attention?
Pay attention. Because if it comes to size, width, tall, height, look, if you're trying to get off of a crime, he'd be a bad person to call for as a witness. That's what I'm trying to say. He'd be a bad person to call as a witness. Seriously.
Whatever.
But he's my ride or die. I'm not going to say no matter what I do, but he's my ride or die.
Are you really my ride or die?
Nigga, I'm going to take a bullet for you that one day, and I still will. Smacking and all, it's irritating.
So?
And your teeth are doing that on the radio.
Anyway. So, how you want to end it?
I think we ended it just now. Ride or die. Find yourself a ride or die.
Yeah, find somebody
girl,
that's going
find yourself
your
a ride or die. Somebody not just...
Let's keep it funky. Find somebody that's going to deal with your bullshit.
It's still a ride or die.
Because everybody ain't going to deal with the bullshit.
But ride or die will. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But ride or die will. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, they're going to love you regardless.
Right. Even if you do some fucked up shit, they still going to ride it out with you.
Yeah, because then even when
we
took our breaks,
don't fuck with you limit now, though?
Now? I don't even know.
What you mean? Like, can it get to that point where...
I just told you, honestly, I don't know. I don't know.
I think it could be. Yeah, it could be. Honestly, what you mean?
Maybe if you kill somebody for no good reason or something.
I think if you was to do me the way that you did it before, that would be an end.
Go stupid money. No? Go stupid money. What's wrong?
No, it was the way that you went about doing that.
No, well, that ain't happening. So, but honestly, I don't know. Maybe if you got somebody, because you know why Wendy Williams left her husband, right?
If I got somebody pregnant,
yeah, that's why she left. Because she was like, you can cheat, just don't knock nobody up, and that's what he did, and that's what she left. So probably she knocked somebody up. Why are you making that statement?
Because
you got somebody else?
I know.
Oh, you made my heart jump.
But I've always, I want a daughter.
Yeah, but we tried twice already. Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of them was. It was not meant for you. Anytime you can get somebody pregnant and they didn't have their two sides and they didn't have their two sides twice,
uh-huh.
It ain't meant to be.
Well, maybe it was supposed to be with somebody else, though. Maybe not with you. Not saying that.
Boy, shut up. Yo, this is me.
No, wait, hold on.
Pause.
We'll be back.
No, what are you talking about? Oh, wait.
So,
what are you doing?
We out.
Yo, how you just going off my shit, though? Really, though?
Love you.
What are you doing?
See how she get all fucked up and shit?
You just saw your face, though.
I'm like, really, though?
You should have saw your face, though.
That would be a way for me to, like, really not want to fuck with you. That I heard that when you have the conversations that you don't want to have, that's when relationships grow. It don't be the conversations that don't irritate each other, because if you truly love each other, eventually you're going to ignore and you're going to irritate each other. You're going to get on each other's nerves. You're human beings, and that's just what human beings do. We get on each other's nerves. But if you truly love somebody, you're willing to do
even it. Even if works that you don't like,
yeah,
and it irritate you,
yes,
but they will still irritate you, but you'll be able to deal with it.
Because if you truly love that person from the very beginning, you're willing to deal with.
Wait, it takes
the ups and the downs.
It takes time to deal with people.
Yeah, you have to.
You're not gonna let them quirks right. Them quirks are gonna irritate.
Well,
them quirks are gonna irritate you to the fullest.
Well, love doesn't come over time.
If you can't be the same, if you're not able to get over, if you're not able to get over that irritation and just deal with it, that person's not for you.
And not only just irritating, but. It's just two human beings being around each other. That's going to happen. First of all, it's male and female.
Yeah, but I mean, simple things. I'm just talking about simple things like how you chew the snacking. When you chew, that's irritating. But I'd be like, or when you take your socks off and you just leave in the middle of the floor. or your candy wrappers and you just leave around. And I didn't say something to you several times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean those like things like that you know.
No,
I'm just.
To you, it's,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
saying things that irritate someone. You may not find irritating because it's you yourself doing it.
Right.
Somebody else might find irritating. If you can't get over that irritation
right.
And just deal with, okay, that's what the person does. Because it's been plenty of times. I just clean your mess up. Sometimes I don't even say nothing to you anymore. Sometimes I may say, can you go to the trash? Or when you finish, can you put in the trash? But or when you leave lights and TVs on, and I'd be like, see you turn the lights off.
Yeah.
When you leave out of the room, especially if you're going to be gone for a certain amount of time, we got to pay an electric bill. It's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Light on. So, but like stuff like that, I may remind you to do something, but I got past being frustrated with it.
I think it's because I've been so used to not being alone, but...
You were doing this from the very beginning, but...
Life,
you know, yeah,
I'm...
Like, you were driving the street, you did it. No matter where we lived, you did it.
Not even meaning to do it, it's just...
But if you can't get...
If you can't get past
being frustrated, like, you know, if you, you know, things that someone does and you're not able to just go, you know, you're like, and then if you're not able to get over that person's not for you, honestly. Because you can't change them from doing that habit. So the habit's going to continue. You just said you've been doing it. So the habit's going to continue.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it. Like I said, you either take it and deal with it, or you just move on, because if you can't, like I said, I clean up after you, I'm like, sometimes when I pick it up, I'm like,
I don't even be realizing, I really don't. Oh, my leg. I just never
Because I'll get up in the night and trip over your shoes if I don't move. Listen, you be a guy.
Yeah. See how the reverse was, and see how women are, how they play, how she played that. First, it was about, it was not about me, but she was.
Oh, I know, I have quirks. I snore. That's one quirk you don't like.
It doesn't even bother me anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I just say. Things you got to get used to.
I got you.
You know, the first time you see somebody and they, you know, they snore and you be like, oh, I can't deal with this.
Have I ever been like that?
Maybe at the
beginning.
Yeah. Now you just scared I stop breathing.
Yeah.
And you rather hear me snoring than not breathe.
Yeah. That's because I've been with you for a while.
Yeah.
And
so,
I just got used to, and then I've been around you.
But you
grown
too.
To love you and
but
been
you
to
snore too. I'm just saying.
Well, at the beginning I didn't. Now I do.
So
now I snore.
Well, sometimes when you get older, just like they told me, I didn't snore when I was younger.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just gotta, if you can't get over something, and I'm not saying get over it like that, like real quick, but if you, after you know, a couple months, you can't get over it. At first, it's not for you.
I think you should also weigh out the good and the bad, too. You weigh out the good and the bad, and there's more good than bad. And you know. It's not like you don't know. The person is, like, more fucked up than good. Than
yeah, like you breathing on my neck and it'll be all hot. You know what I mean?
That's weird. Would I be playing around?
No, just when you be sleeping and you breathe on my neck and it be hot air, I miss it. It irritates me. I miss that heat thing on my neck. It's irritating, but I miss it.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's your little.
It's one of those things I've gotten used to.
Right.
So I miss it. Even though it's irritating, I miss it. I used to suck up on my body heat. That was irritating as crap, so that I'd be cold.
But then I give it back to you, though.
Oh, at first you did.
My body gets so hot where I can't even take it. So I gotta pull the cover over.
But you need to find a ride.
Giving heat to me and
you generally need to find a ride or die. Somebody that can put up with all your quirks, all your little nooks and crannies and weirdness and you know, your obsessions or whatever. And if you can't do that, then that's not the person for you.
You still need to come out with things, though.
And hopefully, you realize this before you have a kid with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you don't, but hopefully you do.
Especially if you get with somebody and you have a kid very quickly. That's happening with both of them.
That's what protection felt. Well, that's why you did what you did.
Strap it up, y'all. Strap it up. Yeah, strap it up. You said.
All right, but I think we should end now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, now I can end it?
Do your shout-out.
My shout-out. Shout-out to Kurt for coming all the way down today. Shout-out on a whole new lifestyle.
Yeah, something totally different.
Yeah, well, you should be used to going to places different.
I mean, yeah, but it's quiet as fuck down here.
But it's nice and peaceful.
It is peaceful.
It is very peaceful. You ain't got to think you wake up in the middle of the night to gunshot.
Yeah. The first time.
Or police car. Doom, that was
it. Yeah, it's quiet. That shit is fucking scary quiet. It is quiet. It is. It's real quiet.
But it's nice. It's a nice quiet. You know, we're only like 30 minutes on the beach and so.
It's still.
Several beaches and we're only 30 minutes from that.
It's still motherfucking scary as shit down here.
I don't think
we was at the fucking Walmart. I said, yeah, the white boys. Or whites. What did I say? What were you talking about? You said something
because I said it's more Hispanic than there is white.
But you didn't want to say white.
Yeah, I didn't want to say Hispanic either. I said colored than not.
I was like, yo, and white people walk past. I said, you talking about white people? A cracker? The white
you didn't
boy
say
said,
cracker.
No, yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You said white. White person.
I said Caucasian. The white boy turned around and was like, yeah, me. That's me. I was like, yo, I like you, dude.
But yeah.
What?
But shout out to Kurt for coming out here. Delaware helped me take care of my diet.
Yeah.
He's 76 and, you know, sometimes, you know, I gotta make sure that he's still breathing. Or that he's still alive, because he falls asleep with his tongue hanging out of his mouth.
So soon, the app.
I'm not finished.
Okay, my fault.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Girl, shout out to my two brands. They came down here for about a month. They're supposed to come back for the summer anyway. And I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for my children, even though they're rotten and whatever. I'm thankful for Kirk coming down here. I really am. But it was known. I got my dad, but it was lonely.
Nobody want to be alone.
It seemed like I was like, you know, I think I was one of the youngest people who went into that church. I seriously did. I'm like, yo, all these old people up there. So like, my dad dragged me to church off. And then when I say drag, I mean, I didn't lose anything when I was going because I got to do that. But, I really think I was a younger person. Except for Easter. Now and then we're there. So basically, I was doing pretty good. I'm going to the church.
I'll be the youngest one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's, because I think that he don't come that often. And he's 27, but I don't think he don't think he's 20, 30, not even 30. He don't come that often. So, yeah, you will do. But peace out to all y'all. Hope y'all enjoy the show. You know, when you download it, listen online or whatever. Hope you appreciate it. You found some interesting, you know, details and things to go about within your relationship. You know, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr.
How to get to them? You got
okay. Well, see, on all mine is either Niecy Lee or Niecy_the_royal.
You're talking about behind the scenes, radio.
Yeah, but that's just me. You know, on it on. You can do your own thing. I know what I'm doing. Or you can do on How You Live on Radio. Or you can go on Royalty Promotion.
Yo, so hold on. I want to. Okay. Would it be right for Niecy if she was to come out with a radio station just to be on her own? Or should it be under behind the scenes radio? That's just the question I'm just throwing out there because, like, me and
you can answer that question on the Instagram page.
Yeah. Would that? Or would it not be? Okay, go ahead. My fault.
Don't go. It's your turn.
Okay. Make sure you go check your boy out. Got a new track that I put out. That's called a hip hop club on all social media music outlets. I got some more coming out soon. I think about putting an EP, putting a 5-beat EP out, or I don't know, working on a lot of new stuff. But you just got to stay tuned in. Make sure that you send your music to bhindthescen@gmail.com. Make sure that you send your music in MP3 format track only. Shout out to all the artists. And we got new music. I just haven't loaded up all the music yet, but we will have new music on, all new music next week. I'm taking not all the music off, but a lot of music, our old music off, and putting new music on and music that's been getting sent to it. Make sure once again y'all send y'all music. What else is that? Shout out to everybody that tuned in, that will download. Shout out to Niecy's dad, Mr. Carroll. And that's it. Yeah, that's about it. I'll check y'all out next week. It's your boy once again, Kurt and T, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number once again is 914-205-5664. I got to figure that out. I got to remember that. Once again, 914-205-5664. Yeah, we out. Love y'all. Peace.